Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Steve-O from Spokane is. Steve-O, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Steve-O has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Yeah! A classic banana split is made with how many scoops of ice cream?
3.
Correct. What month does Green Day want to be woken up at the end of?
September.
Correct. When it comes to the human body, what is the heaviest organ?
Your bladder?
No.
Pass.
What car company uses the slogan, the power of dreams?
Pass.
What state was the Titanic sailing to before it sank?
Repeat the question.
What state was the Titanic sailing to before it sank?
Alaska?
No.
Pass.
Tom York is the lead singer of what band?
Pass.
What number did Ichiro wear when playing for the Mariners?
69.
No, nice, but no.
1324.
No, no. Steve-O, you started out so strong, and then I don't know what happened, but you dropped a deuce.
He's not Steve-O, he's Steve 2.
Hey.
Oh.
Steve 2.
Yeah.
Steve 2. How do you think Steve 2 is going to do?
Uh-oh.
I think Steve I think Steve 1 is going to win.
He should be worried. Make him think we're worried.
He's very worried.
Oh, he's so worried. Look at him. He's trembling walking in here.
He's been too busy celebrating birthdays.
Really,
I lost my boots. I shook out of them. I'm so scared.
You have your work cut out for you, okay?
It seems that way based on everyone's reaction in here.
All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Am I ready? Let's check with DK.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. A classic banana split is made with how many scoops of ice cream?
3.
Yes. What month does Green Day want to be woken up at the end of?
September?
Yeah, sing it for us. When it comes to the human body, what is the heaviest organ? Oh my gosh.
The brain.
No, and not yours. No, but not in general.
Savage right there.
Hell yeah.
Let's say the liver.
No.
The kidney.
No.
The dong.
No, not yours. What car company?
Hell yeah.
The power of dreams. You
Honda.
Walked into that one.
I did.
Yes.
I mean, even the worst baseball hitter could hit that one.
What state was the Titanic sailing to before it sank?
I don't know. Hawaii.
No.
What city?
Or state.
State. Washington.
No.
Texas.
No. Tom York is the lead singer of what band?
Radiohead.
Correct.
What Hell yeah.
Did Ichiro wear when playing for the Mariners?
He wore number 51.
Yes. Harpy, Hell bald, yeah. and golden are all types of what bird?
Eagle.
Yes. Mm. Woo. Steve, you somehow got 6 correct, which is a win. 6-2.
Six to two?
Sorry, Steve-O.
Yeah, I dropped the deuce.
That's okay. Have a good one, Steve-O.
Hell yeah.
Another one bites the dust. So not it being the brain or the dong. When it comes to the human body, what is the heaviest organ?
The skin?
Yes. Oh. It's also the biggest organ as well.
Yeah, I always forget about the skin.
And Danny, what state was the Titanic sailing to before it sank?
New York.
Yep.
Was it?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, would you look at that?
Where else would it be going?
I don't
Texas?
Know. Texas, because you know it's easy to get there.
In 1914, or whatever year it was.
1912, actually.
That.
Well, congrats.
I didn't even know they were coming somewhere in America. I thought...
You just thought they were going down?
Yes. I thought they were going like they were in like Antarctica or something like that. I don't know.
The Daily Migs Show.
The website AmericanSongwriter.com has put together an interesting list of four quite iconic rock band member replacements that not only filled some big shoes, but sometimes took their bands to all new heights.
And I like this because it's not just about the singer. Because often when we talk about like people getting replaced, the first thing you think of is, oh, the lead singer got replaced. Because we've gotten some good text messages from some people that are like, oh, like AC/DC.
Sure.
Some would say that they got better with Brian Johnson on vocals as opposed to, Bon Scott?
Yes.
I mean, I think both were great for different reasons. But I like this one because they're not just focused on, I mean, it could be the singer, but it also could be the drummer.
Well, I'm glad you said drummer because the first one we're going to feature is a drummer. And that's about the time she walked away from me.
Nobody likes you when you're 23. Dan, I don't know how you feel, but like I liked Scott? Was the drummer for Blink-182.
Yes.
And I think about like, there was the record Dude Ranch with the song Josie and Damn It. And those songs are awesome. But man, there is a massive difference between him and Travis Barker on drums.
Oh, yeah. And it's so much better, too. Like,
yes.
And like again, like you said, those what made them big in San Diego was Scott. But then it's like, and the reason I chose that song was because that was really their first like kind of debut with Travis.
Like introducing Travis.
Yeah.
This guy that's just, I mean, like, I think he's his like what he learned how to drum, like doing like marching band type stuff, and like he shows that when he plays the entire kit, like the way that he works those drums is like almost like a marching band drummer. He's such a great drummer.
AmericanSongwriter.com put together a list of four iconic rock band member replacements. Here is another one. Welcome to the Hotel
California. I wish they'd just replace the entire band.
Oh.
I don't even know anything about this band other than what like Don Henley's in it, right?
Yes.
Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh. Well, this is who we're featuring right now. Joe Walsh of the Eagles. He replaced Bernie Leadon.
Oh, that's why they started to suck. Because Bernie really was the best part of the band.
Joe Walsh is absolutely the best Eagle.
Taryn, I have no idea who the hell Bernie Leadon is.
Oh my gosh. Well, Joe Walsh, in my opinion, is the best Eagle. But that's, you know.
Now, if they got Travis Barker to join the band, I would actually listen to the Eagles.
That
would be weird.
That would.
Could you imagine Travis Barker? I'm sure somebody's doing that on TikTok. Like, what does it sound like if Travis Barker was the drummer of the Eagles?
I would love that. Another off the AmericanSongwriter.com list of iconic rock band member replacements. Now there you go
again, you say you want your freedom. She wasn't always in the band?
No, I feel like what happened was Stevie Nicks was kind of like a secondary ad because Lindsey Buckingham was her boyfriend at the time. He was joining the band, and he said, well, I'm only going to join the band if you let my girlfriend in the band, too.
Which usually would be like the kiss of death. Like,
right?
You'd be like, yo, we can't do that. But then Stevie Nicks took him to a whole other level.
I mean, there was still like nothing but drama for the entire duration of their career and beyond.
Who was the one that passed? Who
Christine McVie.
I never cared about the Eagle, not the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac much at all. And then for one day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to spend some time and listen to some of like the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac. I don't know why the Eagles are still in my brain. On, you know, Apple Music and just see if I could find stuff that I was, and I was like digging a lot of their stuff. And then I would always check to see who wrote the song, and it was mostly her. And I was like, wow, okay, that version of Fleetwood Mac was, or at least when she was involved with the songwriting. And they even said like, well, we can't do this band without her.
Yeah, for sure. This is AmericanSongwriter.com's list of four iconic rock band member replacements. One final one.
Disagree.
Wow.
Disagree. And I love Jason Newsted.
But you're a Cliff Burton guy.
1,000% yes.
See, I feel the same way as you.
But I mean, I think they found a great bassist, and I think the whole story of how they treated Jason is just awful.
Yes.
I think he's an incredible bassist, and like everybody, we joke about how great would it be to hear bass on Injustice for All.
Oh my gosh.
But when you listen to something, Cliff added something so unique to that band. Like, he was like this weird hippie groove master bassist. And with this crazy thrash metal band, like, the bass, I don't know, there's just something about what he did on the bass that really made that band complete. And I think Robert's a great bassist, and Jason, they've had great bassists.
Absolutely.
But none better than Cliff Burton.
Cliff Burton, he brought like an attitude that I just don't think you get from Jason or from Robert. And that being said, I love both of them, both of the other bassists,
the
completely.
Dude was in a thrash metal band rocking bell bottoms,
right?
Up on stage. He was like this hippie looking guy, and he's just like just crushing it on the bass.
And obviously, because, you know, we lost him so young, it's like you can only imagine where he would have gone, because I would put him without question on like the list of top bassists ever.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, if I was, whenever I'm like joking, my buddies are like, oh, we should put together a band. What kind of bass? I was like, if I could have any bassist, it would be a bassist that plays just like Cliff Burton.
Yes.
I've always loved his style of bass playing.
Absolutely.
And I love when I saw Metallica, not the last tour, but the tour before that. And they did it at this tour as well, but they had such a great tribute to Cliff on the big screen as Robert Trujillo was playing like some of Cliff's best parts.
Absolutely.
And I was like, man, that was a very tasteful way to show love to Cliff Burton.
Also, the way they had like incorporated Cliff's dad over the years as well, and like kept him so involved with the band, was very cool to see.
The Daily Migs Show.
Back on Friday, we were so fortunate to get to chat up defensive end of the Seahawks, Mike Morris. And Migs, you ended up asking him something about DK Metcalf, and Mike gave us a great answer.
I saw DK Metcalf mention how he was he's a big fan of Triple H and Shawn Michaels from the WWE, and I had some people, myself included. I was like, oh, that's awesome. He's a wrestling fan as well. Is there something in your world that when you tell people you're a fan of, they're surprised about that? Maybe it's wrestling. Maybe it's anything else.
Probably theater. I like theater. So I want to go watch the Wicked movie with my fiance as well.
Are you going to sing along with all the songs?
I don't think I've ever watched Wicked. I've always watched like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
But this is my first time actually watching Wicked and learning the music. So I definitely enjoyed it for sure. And the leading actresses were amazing.
Now,
Danny, did you slide into his DMs to see if he'd go see Wicked with you?
We should have gone. We should have had the date, the bro day. I would have taught him all the songs.
Would you get the Starbucks drinks? One of you gets the pink one, one of you gets the green one.
Okay, let's not get crazy, Terry.
Of course they would. You don't ask those kind of questions. And of course he would get the green one because, you know, Seahawks.
Yeah.
So DK had mentioned this pro wrestling obsession in a press conference.
What was it like meeting Triple H?
Oh, it was good. Met him a couple other times, but him and Shawn Michaels, my favorite two wrestlers.
The Heartbreak Kid?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay.
No one was more excited than you, though, to find out that he was a wrestling fan.
DK Metcalf has become my new favorite Seahawks player. He's jumped ahead of Ernest Jones now.
Do you have a Metcalf jersey?
No, I have number 14 with Shawn Michaels on the back.
Uh-huh.
Combine the two.
Well, you know, the holidays
maybe
are coming
we get,
up,
what,
so.
Okay, what if DK says, Danny, I'll finally be friends with you. I know you have the DK Metcalf jersey, but you have to go to Monday Night Raw with me.
All right.
We're finally going to make Danny a wrestling fan. You know what's funny? Also, I thought another surprising thing about Mike Morris from the Seahawks. I thought for a second, I'm like, is he a plant-based dude? Because he had all these videos on his social media pages. And he told us, no, my wife's vegan. I eat a lot of meat. But I also go to all these vegan places. And one of the places he brought up was a place called Plum Bistro in Capitol Hill. And my wife and I went there over the weekend. Not because it was just time. My wife suggested it. It wasn't like, babe, Mike Morris and the Seahawks said we should go eat there. But I almost was going to like send a message, like slide to his. I'm like, what am I doing? I was going to take a picture of the food. I'm like, I don't really know this guy. We interviewed him for 5 minutes. All of a sudden, I'm like thinking I'm homies with the guy. I'm like, look, man, I'm eating the calamari. That's not really calamari. It's mushrooms. This is amazing.
I would have loved it if you'd walked into Plum Bistro and been like, yeah, Mike Morris from the Seahawks sent me.
Yeah.
I'll just have whatever he had.
What did he get? Did he get that fake Reuben or did he get the fake burrito?
Did they really have a fake Reuben?
Yes.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Wife got it, and it was easily the best thing on the menu. I got the burrito, which is like, because on their menu it says, this is our famous burrito. I'm like, I always want to get the thing that they say that they're famous for, even if they're lying to me. And it was great. But holy smokes, that Reuben was amazing.
Oh, my God. Now I'm kind of curious.
We should all go.
Yes! I'll go. Field trip.
Yeah.
Is there something that you have, shocked people to learn that you're into?
No, because I'm so weird that I don't think anything. I think if I did something normal, like if I said I was into, like, chess, people would be like, that's strange, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're into oiled up men usually pretend fighting each other. Now all of a sudden you're into like something that involves intelligence.
That's weird enough as it is, just being so into wrestling and doing it at your advanced age.
Advanced age. I'm part of the AARP faction of independent wrestling. What about you?
Oh, I mean, cribbage. Like cribbage, yeah. You know, that always kind of surprises people. They're like, what, are you an old man? And I kind of am.
I didn't even know what the hell cribbage was until I met you.
Yeah, cribbage is definitely one of them.
I thought it was like crochet or something like that. Like, I was like, what do you mean with like yarn and you're making like socks and stuff?
Steve, I'm glad you brought that up though, because I do know how to knit. Yeah. Cribbage, knitting.
Well, when are you going to make us all little like footsie things?
Okay, I'll do it.
They're called socks.
Christmas is coming up.
Little footsie things.
It was a long weekend.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Rockaholics.
Brain hasn't started working just yet.
What is something that you are into that shocks people when they find out? We want to hear all about it. 206-803-ROCK. What is something you are so into, but people are always surprised to learn about it?
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something that you are super into that absolutely shocks people when they find out about it? 206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, what is it that you are very passionate about that shocks people?
So, back in the, like, growing up and all that, I wasn't really, like, into sports very much. And then when I got into football, my whole family was shocked when my team of choice was not the Seahawks. It was Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Oh.
Ew.
I bet everything was cool until Super Bowl 49.
You know what? That brings up another fun story where my grandma gave me freaking death stares as she was walking out of our house.
Nothing better than having grandma pissed at you all because of a sport, oh, right?
it was pretty bad there. And then they were all joking, like, oh, are you going to name your first kid Brady? I'm like, oh, no. Sure enough, first kid's name's Brady.
Nice!
Oh, I thought you were going to say my first kid's name was Tom. I mean, like, that'd be epic trolling right there. So did you? Did you follow Tom Brady then to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or are you still a Patriots fan?
So as I grew up, I found out that I did enjoy watching the Patriots, like Randy Moss and everyone else, but it all stemmed back to like Tom and Gronk and Edelman when I really was getting into them. And so when Tom and Gronk went over to Tampa, I was like, oh yeah, sure, I'll watch them. And then I watched the Mac Jones disaster in New England. I was like, yeah, no, I'll just stick with Tom. And then Tom's last year, I was like, you could have called it quits with just that last Super Bowl, bud. But, you know.
Well, right on, Justin, man. Appreciate
Thanks,
the
Justin.
Call. I'm looking at the text message. Someone just said, I love EDM and going to raves. I'm a 57-year-old grandma. I've never done drugs. I just love the energy there.
I love that. Well, rave mama.
I hate to break it to her, though. The energy is drugs. That's, no, <I'm kidding. laughs> And someone else texted in at 206-803-ROCK said, I'm 6'6", I'm bald, I'm tatted all over, even on my head, and I effing love the Nutcracker. We go every year. We've even gotten the small productions of it. It's my jam.
I love that.
Oh, no.
These people are great.
I'm so scared because Tatum loves ballet, loves, you know, performances, loves Christmas. And I'm sure at some point going to love the Nutcracker.
Can I tell you this, Steve, too? They hire local ballerinas, young ballerinas, to do some of the parts. She could potentially someday be in the Nutcracker.
Don't you
locally
hate the Nutcracker? Like, did you fall asleep?
I hate it.
Oh, I love
with
it.
With every ounce of my soul.
So do I. It's literally the worst Christmas thing ever.
Freaking boring. About? And I'm okay with weird. Like, look, some people are surprised how much I love like those Cirque performances. We went to Cirque Holidays at the Paramount. You know, and that's like, you know, granted, I think it's cooler than ballet, personally. And it's definitely cooler than the Nutcracker. The Nutcracker is so freaking boring, Danny.
It is. I can't. Well, I know. I'm sorry. Don't tell Tatum, but I really don't like ballet just in general.
Yeah.
So just watching that, especially with like no lyrics or anything happening, like, what are we doing?
And it's so boring. It's what so are we slow. Doing? And Danny, don't get it twisted. I don't like ballet. I like toddler ballet because it's just a cluster. It's like soccer. I'm not really that big of a soccer fan. But if you want me to go watch your kids play soccer, if they're like under the age of 5, I'm in because it's just chaos out there.
Sure. I just like that Steve's only into tights on his terms. That's wrestling
right.
terms.
Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.